This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Those in the assisted living section of Casey's Pond Senior Living now have to leave in 90 days. That section is also now closing. Residents and relatives were notified Thursday. There are 36 people in the assisted living portion of the building. This is in addition to 47 from the skilled nursing unit that have been told they have to leave. The appointed receiver of the property, Bellen Riley, sent a press release that the facility cannot remain a senior living after being unable to pay off millions of construction debt in the past 9 years. Riley says there's been an interest from potential buyers. Official bids are not due until September 9th. Anyone who bids must go through a defined sales process outlined in the receivership order. A new letter has been sent to Governor Polis and Jeff Davis, the director of Colorado Parks and Wildlife. It's from the Colorado Cattlemen's Association, the Route County Cattlemen's Association, the North Park Stock Growers Association in Jackson County, and the Middle Park Stock Growers Association in Grand County. It's about the repeated denial for a chronic depredation permit for Middle Park stock growers who've lost at least 20 head of livestock to wolves. The letter asks that a permit be reconsidered and issued as soon as possible for the two wolves doing a large amount of the killing of livestock in Grand County. Avoid Oak Street between 11th and 12th today. The historic Marshall House is making the move this morning from 12th, halfway down the block to behind Smell That Bread Bakery building. There will be no parking on Oak Street in that section. Four candidates are running for the vacant seat on Craig City Council. They are Michelle Gottschall, Shane Hadley, Denise Kleinschnitz, and Janelle Lincecum. Craig City Council will pick a candidate at the next meeting, August 27th. Yampa Valley Community Foundation has named the 2024 Philanthropists of the Year. They are Paula and Cresta Brinkman for individual. The business is Mountain Tap Brewery, and the young philanthropist is Madison Moan, who's a senior at Steamboat Springs High School. Activities for the Steamboat Gravel Rider throughout the day today and Saturday with a race on Sunday. There's an expo today with vendors on Yampa Street. It happens again tomorrow. Race day is Sunday with waves starting at 6:15 in the morning. 3,000 cyclists are competing or riding in the Steamboat Gravel Ride. The Route County Fair continues at the fairgrounds in Hayden.
Hi, I'm Taylor Klinke, and I won the intermediate showmanship with my rabbit Ruby.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Martindale, and I won the senior showmanship with my rabbit Maple.
That was Thursday morning. The beef show is in the afternoon. Brooke May had the grand champion steer named Salt.
I've been working with him for so long. He's a super sweet steer, but he's a little hard-headed, and I'm so proud of him.
Olivia Rossi was Grand Champion Reserve. Today's the Goat Show and the Sheep Show, and tonight the Motocross at the fairgrounds in Hayden. Wild Bunch Day is Saturday at the old Browns Park School, Highway 318 in North Moffat County. Lots of fun at that one. And Champ, the Smiling Trick Horse and Dixie Dog there in Hayden, shows tonight and tomorrow at 7 and then 10 o'clock in the morning Sunday. That's at Central Baptist Church in Hayden. There will be a mechanical bull on Sunday. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.